And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, does God agree that the end justifies the means? We'll look at that, and we'll examine why the world would lie about society's morality. And today's Facebook post, what's God waiting for?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have to tell you this right now. I've got to let you know this right this second. Don't get too excited. That's my way of saying calm down. The Pastor's Masters is a week from Monday. The opportunity to bless your pastor with some golf, a week from Monday. That's 13 days. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Go to kprz.com. Look, type in the word golf. Check it out. You won't believe the opportunity for fellowship and for a good time in lunch, a special gift, awards, laughs, and connections, pastor to pastor, ministry to ministry, church to church. You know how we talk about the church being united? Nothing more appropriate than people getting together in a social context, especially when you look at Scripture and in Acts chapter 1 and 2 in specific, and you understand that you've got to be able to eat cheeseburgers together. Cheeseburgers, folks. You got to be able to have a cheeseburger. The pastors have to be able to have cheeseburgers. Why? Because if you think it's a doctrinal issue and we'll separate by doctrine, and those that believe in Jesus and those believe in the aorta saluta and those that believe that soteriology goes in one specific direction, and martyrology in another, eschatology in another, theology proper in another, and pneumatology in another, and demonology in another, and thinking, oh, there'll be no difference until they start shooting people who actually believe in Jesus Christ, and you find out the denominational lines are not the lines, it's the bloodlines that count, the bloodlines of Jesus. So the pastors get together, they have a good time, they have fellowship. You just got to think of it this way, as Robo Producer tells us. You definitely don't want to have the scare of the universe by having me play golf. Have your pastors play golf. Go to kprz.com, type in the word golf. How was that? Was that a really good read for golf?
Not to beat you up, but they're exclusively keeping me off the course for the exact same reason.
Well, last time I went there, I was running around with a microphone and a recorder. I felt so sorry for the pastors. How many words in the King James Bible? So they go, oh, seven, some would guess. It's like 773,182. And then they would say, well, I would say, like, how many words in the New American Standard Bible? See, because they're different. That's not fair. Even I think that's not fair. So I encourage you to check that out. By the way, as I take this moment, I do want to talk about this. My family and I are going to the USS Midway Museum. 4 weeks. I think it's 4 weeks from now. We're going to, sometime in the middle of May, we're going to the USS Midway Museum. We're very excited. I got my family coming down from out of town. Well, from out of town, they're not in San Diego. They're coming down. We're going to go. We've talked to Robert Johnson. We've talked to Nick Todd. It's exciting. So we look forward to it. I want to encourage you to go to midway.org. Midway.org to check out, first of all, their overnight adventures. If you have a youth group or a family and you're thinking, cool, like to do that as an experience for the family, connecting faith and the military in San Diego and the faith just absolutely, absolutely a great opportunity to do so. We encourage you highly to do so. Midway.org. Check it out. It'll be a blessing. They're overnight, by the way, coming up April 22nd, which is like four days from now. Okay, Michael Seawall going to be jumping in on the phone. I haven't talked to Michael for a while. Has a praise report and a question on the golf tournament. Michael, what do you got for me, brother?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. You are such a blessing to the world out here in Radio Land that we get to receive your wonderful wisdom.
Well, that's very kind of you. Now, my wife would disagree with the wisdom part, but she might go with you on the wonderful.
Wives are like that. They just can't see the truth. Well, sorry.
Good one. What's going on, brother?
The Radio Land people disagree with it. Hey, now, the golf thing, I've heard you talk about it a few times, and what a wonderful blessing to our wonderful pastors. And, you know, we have like, 5,000 people at my little church up in North County, North Coast Calvary Chapel. How would we know, I mean, if 4,000 of us have tried to, like, get our pastor in on this? Is there, like, a list of people that are signed up? We won't have to waste our time to try to, like,
That's a great question. Here's the thing. We can't give out the list on the pastors that are going. We're not allowed to give out that from a privacy point of view. So I would tell you what I would do if I'm you and you're sitting there thinking, I'd really like to bless my pastor with it. And I know this is bold and adventurous, but get ready. So you know how I am. I'm like, you know, let's just go for it. Ask them.
Call them and ask them.
Yeah.
I would.
And you know what? It's a week from Monday. So you got this Sunday. You got this weekend. So are you going to that golf tournament? Because if not, I'd like to send you. It's like if they say yes, you just literally go to kprz.com, sign up, and there's a little note spot, and you just say sponsoring for, and then you put their names in. That's it. That's all there is to it.
And what if I want to like donate something for like a prize or something?
Well, that's a whole other thing. And I would call the main station number and talk to our Susie Q, who's in charge of our promotions. She's really fantastic on coordinating getting these prizes to the pastors and blessing these pastors. So call the main number. That main number, I think I remember it. It's 858.
It.
Okay, you got that?
Got
okay,
it.
So you got
yeah,
that
yeah,
number. Got are you doing good, brother? Are you doing all right, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I've been. My wife gave me her some kind of weird cough that doesn't seem to go away. I've had it for 2 weeks. She's had it for 3. You get a little fever, it goes away. You feel good. All of a sudden, you know, you're plugged up in your nose and you're coughing, and it's I don't know what it is, but I got guys praying for me, and you know.
I got you. Well, let me pray for you. Let me pray for you real quickly, Michael. Let me pray that the Lord bless you, okay? Father, we just ask you to bless Michael and his wife and their cough, and they're not feeling that great when they're coughing. I'm sure they're feeling good at other times. We just ask you to kind of speed up the process, give them a lot of courage, take that tickle out of their throat, and encourage them and let them be a blessing wherever they go, to whoever they see, and to whoever they touch. In Jesus' name, amen. And
hey, I heard we're going to have a heck of a testimony tonight. Some guy that like tried to kill himself. You know, I've invited you to come to our men's group. It's a testimony night, Tuesday night. Anyone out in Radio Land, it's North County. We've got a heck of a testimony tonight. Dinner, it starts at 6. Just go to the campus at North Coast Calvary Chapel and find your way to the fireside room. But we have about 60 guys that meet every week, and there's usually a testimony. It's not a Bible study. It's just come and hear how the Lord's worked in people's lives. But there's some guy, I heard a little bit of what's this guy like tried everything in the world to kill himself. There's no way he could not kill himself. Of course, now eventually found the Lord because of it. But I mean, a heavy, heavy duty of like 10 things to make sure he died when he was dead. And I read like, oh my God, how could a guy not be dead? Well, because the Lord didn't want him to die.
Yeah, that's a powerful testimony. And they can get that right off the church website, correct?
I think so, and or 6 o'clock tonight. It's Tuesday night, and we want to get you because I heard your testimony one day when you weren't on, and they replayed your testimony.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Lord! We're all miracles, but you're like super amazing miracle.
Well, when we do the one on June 4th, that's going to be a mind blower because what we put in the book is kind of limited. What we've told on the radio is kind of limited, but what I share when we do our June 4th at the whitefields.org. Website where it's the redemption story. That's going to be kind of a mind blower. So we hope you check it out, and we thank you, brother, for calling. And we want to get an update. Make sure you're doing good, and pray that the Lord blesses you on a regular basis.
And you're still invited to our men's group, so let me know. Can I give Noah my number once you transfer me over, and you call me when you're available some Tuesday night after work.
You got it, brother.
To give your testimony? Okay, and the chicken dinner's on me. We have chicken dinner before we have a testimony.
There you go. I appreciate
it. Okay, God bless.
All right, God bless. Bye. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. We got a lot of stuff to cover, including do the ends justify the means? Don't go anywhere. Ain't no mountain high,
ain't no valley low, ain't no river. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Pathways Community Church invites you to an amazing night of worship and spoken word poetry. Celebrate Recovery Friday, April 22nd, 2016 at 7 p.m. at Pathways Community Church in Santee. Enjoy nationally known touring artists Hosanna Poetry and Guy as Hosanna shares her testimony through a captivating performance of music and spoken word poetry. Admission and child care is free. For more information, visit pathways.cc, that's pathways.cc, or call 619-449-1269.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Chris, what does Subaru Mazda of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in. I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
There are many things to amaze us in this presidential election campaign. There's the nastiness, to be sure. But what amazes most and should concern all of us is its lack of content. Donald Trump's positions are like floor wax, all shine and no depth. He's not put forth a single credible proposal to solve any problem. His basic platform is, trust me. Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation and is one of the least trusted politicians in the country. She cannot point to a single achievement in her public life. She hasn't even captured the votes of many women who she thought would vote for her for historical reasons. And poor old, and I do mean old, Bernie Sanders, who promises free stuff and knows virtually nothing about the economy, how it works, or much about foreign policy. And yes, there's Ted Cruz, who just might win, and John Kasich, who just might not win. I wonder how many people there are who aren't running for president and who might make a good president. I guess we'll never know, and the country is worse off for it. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want people to know, Church of the Week, Senior Pastor Randall Tonini coming in from Grace City Church, going to be in the studio tomorrow. And Pastor Randall, boy, I'm telling you, when you see the Lord working in different people's lives, in different areas in the church in San Diego, it's, man, it is some portrait. It's fascinating. Grace City Church, to get more information, you can go to gracecitysd.com. Like I said, Pastor Randall is going to be on the show tomorrow at 2:30. If you miss that, you can always catch it on the podcasts. That's an easy thing to do. I do want to mention one other thing. The next segment, by the way, we're going to, I've decided to do the ends do not justify the means in the second to last segment. I just think it's a big enough topic. I want to keep it right there. I do want to say that the next segment, though, the next one, we're going to talk about what the deal is with the world. Now, you're thinking, what the deal is with the world? How are you going to answer that? Well, why does the world lie about society's morality? I'm going to read you an article that might just shock you beyond belief. It's a pretty fascinating statistical article. I think it's kind of an interesting element. I do want to say this. Well, person sent me a email, and I want to respond to it. They have a repair your car index. A repair your car index. You know what that is? That is what states are the most expensive to get your car repaired for some people who have had tougher car repair experiences than others. It doesn't matter what state you're in. If you can't get your car fixed right the first time, it just becomes annoying and something that you don't like to be involved with. So here we're just going to cover some of the states that are the most expensive and some of the states that are the least expensive. We're going to do the top four. I will blow your mind right now and tell you that California is not in the top 10 most expensive states to get your car fixed. I will not blow your mind by telling you that California is also not in the top least expensive states to get your car fixed, but it's in between it all. All right. The fourth most expensive place to get your car fixed, Massachusetts. The third most expensive place to get your car fixed, Connecticut. This is the one that will blow your mind. The second most expensive state to get your car fixed in, Michigan. Where they're making cars. Somebody's got something going on. Something doesn't seem right. And the most expensive, so what do you think the most expensive state is to get your car fixed?
I'm going to take a wild stab just because it seems obscure. I'm going to guess Maine.
That is a very good guess. It is incorrect, but it is a very good guess. In fact, the most expensive state is Alaska because it's just so far away to get anything to.
That was kind of why I picked it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, where it's going. All right, and that was a good guess, I think it was. The least expensive, the fourth least expensive, Wyoming. The third, Arkansas. The second, Kentucky. What do you think the least expensive state to get your car fixed in is? It's an interesting question.
I guess Texas.
Another good guess. Well, you're really close. I mean, you are pretty close on target. But it is, in actuality, West Virginia. So if you're driving through West Virginia and your car has a complete breakdown, you can take great comfort in knowing it'll cost you about $100 less to repair the whole thing. But then again, if you're traveling through West Virginia, I'll just let that to your imagination and leave that there.
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, no matter what you say. No, not touching it.
I do want to remind you, go to KPRZ.com. Check out the different events and different opportunities. Remember, if you get our new straw, you can suck the nutrients directly from the screen and be energized every time you're looking at KPRZ.com. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's going on in the world that they would want to lie about society's morality. Quite the challenge of thought. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be right back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
1990, I had another serious wreck at Daytona, turn four, terrible turn, I hate that turn. I've wrecked more there than I have all the other turns put together. But
on today's Focus on the Family Minute, one of NASCAR's all-time racing legends, Darrell Waltrip, shares how he learned to depend on God.
I was able to overcome those injuries and get back in my car and race, but all those times that things like that happened, it really just drew me closer to God. I depended on my car, I depended on my crew, I depended on me, and none of those things could help me. The only thing that could really help me was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when I started to get that in perspective, I didn't worry about being hurt, because I knew that the Lord would either, He would heal me, and I would be able to race again, or He would have something else that He wanted me to do.
Darrell and his wife share how God helped them overcome life's challenges at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Many sources still cite the long discredited, utterly bogus statistic that half of all marriages end in divorce. But the Washington Post recently reported on analysis by Flowing Data that once again exposes the big lie. Among all Americans, nearly two-thirds of marriages last until one of the partners dies. There has never been a 50% divorce rate, and the rates of divorce have steadily declined since 1981. With close to half of Americans now going to college, it's significant to note that anyone with a bachelor's degree will stand a 72% chance of remaining married till death. Interestingly, both Hispanics and Asians have significantly lower divorce rates than whites, presumably because of the emphasis on extended family. Among Asians, an amazing 83% who marry will never divorce, sending an important message that marital breakup always has elements of choice and shouldn't be viewed as inevitable. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Phrase, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where it's sunny all the time. On April 19th, 2016. If the traffic is bad, take a deep breath. You will get through it. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is how you do it. Oh, I'm rhyming. So anyway, if for those that were listening to the radio prior to me coming on and starting my babbling, thank you. You probably heard Michael Medved just talking about the 50% divorce rate being exposed as a lie. There's an interesting study, which of course I don't have a lot of confidence in studies and polls, but that's, you know, it's who I am. Flowing Data is saying that in fact there has never been a 50% divorce rate, but if you are a person who is a Christian, or if you're a person who's listening who's an atheist or an agnostic, and we have quite a few of those, the bottom line is there's never actually been a 50% divorce rate. But it's easy to just say, well, 50% of all marriages end up in divorce anyway. It's easy to say that, isn't it? It's not a hard thing to say. And then it's easy to take statistics, and if you'll remember what Mark Twain said, if you consider how you can manipulate numbers as not just the government does, but as many Christians do when they're filling out their tax forms. Ouch. A lot of people manipulate numbers to make them say what they want them to say, so it makes them look good. Not everybody, but many people. What's amazing about this is not that they have come up with the fact that there's a study that says there's never been a 50% divorce rate, and that since 1981, divorce has actually been in decline. You wouldn't know that by the number of divorce lawyers, but then that's part of the population growth. But that's not, I don't find that, you know, that's not that amazing. What's amazing to me is this question. So if you're going to script it, this will be the thing that you want to script. Why does the world want a 50% divorce rate? Not, is there a 50% divorce rate? There is not. It's not that divorce doesn't happen. Happens all the time. Happens a lot. Just to give you an idea how much divorce does happen so that you can understand, it happens 1,200% more than there are people in the LGBT community. Okay? 1,200% more. Happens a lot. But that's not the question. That's not the question I'm asking you. That's not what I want to challenge you on. I'm asking you why the world wants that. That's what I'm asking. Why does the world want a 50% divorce rate? Why does Hollywood want to make it seem like any marriage is a bad idea and that the institution of marriage is just that, an institution where you're locked up? Why do they want that? Why do they make fun of people who say, you're going to have sex with the same person the rest of your life? Ew! Why do they say that? Why do they do all of that? Why do they make fun of people who try to stand in a sense of honor and stability? And certainly any person could recognize that children from a mom and a dad in the marriage and in a relationship do better than children who are divorced. I mean, there's not a lot of argument about any of those stats, but why do they not want it to be that way? Why do they want a 50% divorce rate? Why do they want marriages to fail? Why do they want people to become disasters? Why do they want things to crumble? That's the question people ought to be asking. Not what are the numbers, but why do they want those numbers? And I'll tell you why. You want to know why that happens? Because they want to justify whatever behavior they have and whatever behavior they do. They want to justify their behavior, so they want there to be bad behavior in society. They want society to come off like it's worse behavior than you can ever imagine, and that way whatever they do can be deemed acceptable. That's why. The reason matters. They want disaster in society. They want carnage in society. They want breakups in society and unfaithfulness in society. They want websites where people cheat. They want websites where people are unfaithful. They want websites where people give up their standards. They want websites where people don't care about truth. They want news that way. They want the Hollywood version of your entertainment to be that way. They want this because this justifies behavior, because then they're just like everybody else and it's okay to do it. It's the same reason why atheists want there to be no God. I will say, I will go as far as to say some atheists are not even atheists. They're really mad at God because something bad happened. But the other reason that people don't want there to be a God is because then there's an accountability for what they do. There's a standard that's required. Somebody is going to have to answer for it. And society at large, the world itself, the system run by the flesh, wants there to be disaster after disaster after disaster, and wants the Christian to be this isolated, phony, perfect. Oh, you're just so perfect. Everything you do is perfect. Oh, aren't you so perfect? And it's like there's not one real Christian who thinks they're perfect except for in the blood of the Lamb. None of us think that we're perfect apart from Christ. We're all a mess. We're just happy that we're God's mess. But the reason they don't want any of that goodness or righteousness is because then they have to give an account of their attitude and their behavior and the lewdness that they use and the functionality that they go in regards to what is acceptable and what is not, and what is godly and what is not. And it's easier for people in Hollywood, in politics, in media, to make sure that everybody else is just as corrupt as they are so they can feel good about themselves. Even though when they die, it will not help them one whit. But it makes their sinful time here now a little more pleasurable. After all, sin is pleasurable for a season. That's what the Bible says. It's got a pleasurable element. It just has death at the end of it. So what they're doing is they're saying it's this bad. It has to be this bad. It's this bad everywhere so that we can feel better about the bad that we do. Don't you agree? Well, if you don't, there's something wrong with you. You must be a bigot or a racist, or you must be privileged, or some bizarre, lying, deceiving, straight from the pit of hell philosophy. I have yet to meet a person, a worldly person, who's able to just stand there and defend their unrighteousness, other than saying, everybody else does it. Well, that's not a good enough reason for anybody. That's why the world wants to justify their bad behavior. You know what? You're not of the world. You're not a friend of the world. You're not supposed to be connected to the world. And least of all, we're not supposed to be polluted by the world. So let's walk less worldly, more godly. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, the ends, do they justify the means? Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
Are you ready to experience the magnificent beauty of the Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall in Jerusalem, and the beauty of Greece, all while sailing on a five-star cruise ship this fall? Then join KPRZ on the footsteps of the Apostles' Mediterranean cruise. This is not just a cruise. You'll follow in the footsteps of the Apostles to Athens and Ephesus with special guest and resident teaching pastor Alistair Begg. Set sail this September 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register, visit kprz.com.
The 6th Annual Pastors Masters Golf Tournament is coming to St. Mark's Golf Club Monday, May 2nd, and it'll be here before you know it. Pastors and ministry leaders take a short break to enjoy fellowship, lunch, laughs, and some friendly competition. What? All the info and quick and easy registration is at kprz.com.
The Pastors Masters Golf Tournament is sponsored by the Global Leadership Summit. Learn more at willowcreek.com/summit or call 800-570-9812.
Beneath all our longings is a deep desire for God.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kayla Ochoa. Nezahualcóyotl may have had a difficult name to pronounce, but his name is full of significance. It means hungry coyote, and this man's writings show a spiritual hunger. Born in 1402 as a poet and ruler in Mexico before the arrival of the Europeans, he wrote, "Truly the gods which I worship are idols of stone that do not speak nor feel. Some very powerful, hidden, and unknown God is the creator of the entire universe. He is the only one that can console me in my affliction and help me in such anguish as my heart feels. I want him to be my helper and protection." We cannot know if Nezahualcóyotl found the giver of life, but during his reign he built a pyramid to the god who paints things with beauty, and he banned human sacrifices in his city. The writers of Psalm 42 cried out, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Every human being desires the true God, just as the deer pants for streams of water. Today, there are many hungry coyotes who know that the idols of fame, money, and relationships can't fill the void in their souls. The living God has revealed himself through Jesus, the only one who gives us meaning and fulfillment. This is good news for those who are hungry for the God who paints things with beauty. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app. Or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. There's not a lot of times on our show where we'll do too many repeat DDDs. If a DDD comes off and it has a similar principle, that's not abnormal. If there's a teaching on love, it's not going to be a lot of different material on agape love being a sacrificial style of love and not a feeling. The idea of faith operating in active opposition to doubt and or fear. You'll see a lot of similarities in some of the DDDs that we do, and there's a lot of similarities when you go through the Synoptic Gospels, which we just went through, because the Synoptic, the Gospels, by the way, that means Synoptic means to see the same. And so the vision is kind of a similar vision. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered the synoptic gospels, where John like wrote from some other place. It's like, yeah, that guy's gospel is way over there. As you know, Matthew saw Jesus as the Messiah, and then Mark saw Jesus as the servant, and Luke sees him as the Son of Man, and John sees him as the Son of God. You have kind of a differential in the gospels, but you have a similar theme and a lot of similar things in the teachings. So it's not often maybe about 5 or even 10 times in all the segments that we've done, that we've done repeats for a reason. I'm doing a repeat on something I did probably about a year or more, or a little bit, about a year ago. And the reason is just because of the way that society seems to be rising in this new age. And so you'll probably hear this more than one time, in this new age of making your feelings known and making sure that everybody understands what your position is. There's this mentality that functions throughout society that says the ends justify the means. It is what is taking place on a regular basis. It's has a lot to do with, if you understand the Duke lacrosse team problem and the whole persecution of one group against another group, and having to do with a lie and then basing that accusation. Then you go into a Ferguson and you see all these things that come out of Ferguson. In fact, the entire Black Lives Matter movement is has come forth based on false evidence. And that's troublesome to me, not that there is a certain level of injustice, and in certain cities there is, I think, a wisdom to being aware of a lot of negatives that go on, but it does not justify creating an entire movement based off of a lie. And therein lies part of the problem I have, because what people are saying is that the ends justify the means. And you've got people like Bill Ayers or progressives, liberal colleges, and Black Lives Matter that claim the ends justify the means no matter what. And the problem with that is more that there's just this high level of lack of education. And this would also be true in the talk show hosts and in the cable shows and different shows when they don't talk about what this ends justify the means really is. So I want to talk about what it is. Do you know what it's really called? We've done this before. I'll do it again. It's kind of a little bit of heady stuff, but it's important. It's called consequentialism. And consequentialism is the class of a normative ethical theory holding that the consequences of one's conduct are the ultimate basis for any judgment about the rightness or the wrongness of that conduct. It's very important to understand what I just said. Sounds like a lot of a lot of philosophy. No, what it's saying is this. That whatever the person's conduct is, whatever they do, that the result of that conduct is how it's determined right or wrong, not the conduct itself. What comes from it is how you determine whether it's okay or not. So from a consequentialist standpoint, a morally right act is one that will produce a good outcome or consequence no matter what happens. So, for example, to tell you who uses this, ISIS uses this. They cut the heads off of Christians because they think the outcome is more people for ISIS, more people for Allah. And so in that mindset, they think the end result is a cleaner world purged of infidels. And so they justify their behavior. And you're thinking, well, how can you compare that to Black Lives Matter? It's the exact same thing. And by the way, this has been going on for a long time. In fact, scripture addresses it. That's how you know it's been going on for over 2,000 years. And actually, as best as we can tell, it's probably about 2,700 years, if not more. Here it is. In an extreme form, the idea of consequentialism is commonly encapsulated in the English saying, the ends justify the means, meaning that if a goal is morally important enough, any method of achieving that is okay. Doesn't matter what it takes. The origin, as far as we can tell, comes from the Greek playwright Sophocles, who wrote in Electra 409 BC, the end excuses any evil. That's the first print we have of that. The end excuses any evil. And it was later thought by the Roman poet Ovid that the result justifies the deeds. That was written about 10 BC. But the only question I have is, well, what does the Bible say? Because I don't care what the Greek playwright says. I don't care what the Roman poet says. I care what God says. So what does the Bible say about the ends justify the means? Does the Bible agree with that? Hence, you have some of the things that took place in all the different faiths justifying the means, and people will go, oh, the Crusades, but the Crusades were a defense, not an offense, just to let you know. It was cutting off what was the rise of the Muslim faith against Christianity. But we can argue that another time. Here's the bottom line. What does the Bible say? Because I'm not here to justify the early church, the old church, the pre-church, or the after church. I don't care. I care what God has to say. Romans chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. Now listen to what I'm going to say. It's important stuff. But if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly, what shall we say? That God is just in bringing his wrath on us? If that were so, how could God judge the world? Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and that increases his glory, why am I considered a sinner? I want you to hear the argument. He's saying, if I lie and my lie really illustrates how truthful God is and makes God more honorable amongst people, then what's the problem? There's nothing I'm really doing wrong. That's what's being said. And this is what Paul writes. Why not say, as we are slanderously reported as saying, let us do evil that good may result? The scripture says their condemnation is deserved. When people say we're going to do evil that good may result, they're saying the ends justify the means. They're saying there's any excuse for any evil we want to do. It doesn't matter. We're going to do evil because good will come out of it. And God makes it absolutely clear their condemnation is deserved. Their judgment is certain. And God is going to make sure that it is rectified. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. When people say the ends justify the means, it is absolutely contrary to scripture. Romans chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. And you should not accept that as a philosophical premise because it's a lie. And any system based on a lie is still based on a lie. And who's the father of lies? I don't have to be a genius to figure out if some movement arises in the United States and it's based on a lie, the real father is Satan, period. He's the father of lies. And I trust Jesus' word over any movement that comes up in the United States. Any movement, whether it's conservative, liberal, or otherwise. So this idea, this mindset, a human way of thinking, let's do evil that good may result. So my lie promotes God's truth. So what's the problem? The problem is that's insane thinking. And according to God, these ungodly people with their ungodly actions deserve divine judgment, and that's exactly what they're going to get. The ends do not justify the means. It's a lie. Do you understand? When those means are evil, it does not work. When those means are a basis of falsehood, it does not work. When those means are at the expense of other people and their existences, it does not work. You cannot do evil that good may result. If you do evil, then you're like your father of evil, period. And I know there's all these social things, and I know that Washington says this, and these people say this. I don't care. I care what God says. And God says, no, go. Doesn't work. There is no allowance of doing evil that good may result. Does not work. Their condemnation is deserved, and it is reserved and will be seen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow,
Well, in addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
How many times have you heard me talk to you about CrazyPriceMall.com? Some of our favorite restaurants are on there. You've got childcare, you got carpet cleaning, you've got amusement. CrazyPriceMall.com is another great place to find those half-price tuitions that we're famous for on Crazy Price Mall. Quality Christian educations for your children, for your grandchildren. Everything is at least 50% off. Check out CrazyPriceMall.com.
How do you know your children are obeying you?
This is Real Family Life with author and speaker Dennis Rainey. Today is Tuesday, April 19th.
One thing I used to do was drag race on the big dike, but a mile and a half long straight stretch on top of a levee, so a big steep hill on either side. And my mom, I'd come home and she'd say, "Have you been out racing at the levee?" "Oh, no, Mom."
Once your child takes off in the car, how can you be sure he's obeying you? Well, my dad had a solution for that problem. The first time I drove the car by myself, he told me I could only put 5 miles on it. To hold me accountable, he wrote down the mileage on the odometer. My parents understood that one of the most important aspects of training a child involves accountability. Not only do we need to teach our children to make the right choices, we also need to follow up and make sure they're doing the things that we've taught them to do. One of the major mistakes we as parents can make is to give our children too much freedom without the appropriate oversight. One final thought. There's an old saying, you cannot expect that which you do not inspect. Follow up the training you're giving your children with an appropriate amount of inspection. By the way, when I got home, my dad checked the mileage. Of course, I had unhooked the odometer with a pair of pliers. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. To want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email. DavidSpoon at KPRZ.com. I like that last teaching. I like that last segment because that's, you know, it's like, look, I understand what everybody's saying, but you know what? It's easy if you're grounded in the truth. You don't have to bounce everywhere. Have you ever noticed that political correctness? You just can't stop bouncing. It's impossible. Because there's so much confusion. But if you just stand in the truth, you don't have to go anywhere. I've been teaching the same thing for 37 years. So there's not a lot of variation. Doesn't need to be. It covers everything anyway. All right, let's cover a little bit of history, and then we'll get into our Facebook post. Our time is tight. On this day in 1775, the shot heard around the world was fired. Colonial Minutemen took on British Army regulars at Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. Starting the American Revolution on this day in 1775. Let's see here. I don't know what that has to do with any, so we'll skip that. In 1897, the first Boston Marathon was run. 1897. In 1933, the United States went off the gold standard. Yeah, we've been kind of silver bronze ever since. That's how it seems. Call me crazy. Oh, this is intense. So in 1993 on this day, if you did not know this, the 51-day siege at the Branch Davidian compound near Waco, Texas ended. I remember that day. This fire destroyed the structure after federal agents began smashing their way in. Dozens of people, including the sect leader David Koresh, were killed. That was one intense time. In 1995, 2 years later, a truck bomb destroyed the Alfred Murray Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people. The bomber, Timothy McVeigh, was later convicted of federal murder charges and was executed. And again, for the record, because the media doesn't like to tell the truth on this, he was not a Christian. He hated the church. He didn't believe in the Bible and thought that faith in and of itself, having a relationship with God, was ridiculous.
The media lies, Dave.
Yeah, it's just shocking, isn't it? It's just shocking, shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking, I say. So it's like, you got to read through every little thing. You know, that's really what the scripture says. Test all things. You just got to. You have to examine it.
Trust but verify.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Well, I don't trust when I hear. I mean, now when somebody says something on the news, if it's even one sentence off, I'm like, yeah, forget it. That's not true. No point in even getting too involved in it. Today, for those that really care, and this really affected me the other day, is Garlic Day. Garlic Day, for those that do not know, celebrates the stinking rose. You know, that's the name for the garlic. The stinking rose. Garlic cloves are used for the consumption of raw or cooked and also are used for medicinal purposes. They've been used for food and medicinal purposes for thousands of years. Of course, it is known for causing bad breath, even though mouthwash never seems to help. But, and leave it to Ohio State to come up with this because it has to do with garlic and that smells stinky, Ohio State University has shown that drinking milk can reduce garlic breath.
I did not know that. Also Italian Day. That would actually go really nicely together.
Yeah, let's see. That would work out. Then you have some milk. And then you think about Ohio State, and then you get sick. Okay, let's get our Facebook post music rolling, please.
You know what, Dave?
Is this like the new Avengers, or what? What is it?
24, my man.
It's 24. Wow. Is this the first year?
The first few seasons, yeah.
Wow. Did not get that. Good job. Way to pull out one we didn't have. Good job, Robo Producer. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 is our Facebook post. It says this, "So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God, and blessed are those who wait for his help." A lot of people never read this verse. Isaiah 30, 18. "So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help." So the post says, what? He's waiting for us? He's waiting for us to come to him? He's waiting for us to come to him so he can show us? He's waiting for us to come to him so he can show us his love? He's waiting for us to come to him so he can show us his love and his compassion? And we can count on him to be faithful, and we are blessed if we wait for his help. Yes, 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 and yes to every one of those questions. Here's the key. You got to come to him. You have to go to the Lord. You don't run away from God. You run towards God. When Adam and Eve sinned, they ran away. When it was time for the priest to deal with sin, the sins of the nation, he went into the presence of God, not away from the presence of God. A great lesson for us all. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.